We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to another crazy episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast / Weekly Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. Obviously, it's not a live stream today, but, and you'll know why in just a minute, but today's guest is very special, and she was, taking a look at our IMDb page, felt totally stupid because she was in one of my favorite shows, Bones, as a guest, and I was like, how did I miss that? And it's like, I admit I didn't see all the seasons, but when I just looked at her picture, I'm like, well, now I really feel stupid. But today's guest, you probably recognized her as Janet Varney. She's voice legend. She voiced Korra on Legend of Korra, and she is an all-around amazing person.
Oh, man. Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, don't give yourself a hard time for not remembering. I feel like Bones had a gajillion seasons and a lot of episodes per season. We should all be so lucky to have that kind of showbiz money, am I right? But yeah, the coolest thing about that, so I did that episode that was the first one that David Boreanaz directed, and so he was so excited, but it was so cool because I got to audition for him, and he was the one that made the decision to cast me, which like just kind of meant more, you know, than if it had just been a director that I didn't know or wasn't a fan of. And he was just having so much fun directing the show and was so kind and funny, and so that in and of itself was like huge for me because I was a huge Buffy and Angel fan even before Bones. And also I played this like very sarcastic woman who worked at a used car lot, but it was like a safari themed used car lot, so they had me in this weird safari outfit with like a weird hat. But there was also a monkey who was at the used car lot, one of those Weeper capuchin monkeys. And I don't think it was the one that was on Friends, but I've worked with that monkey too. And so I got to like hang out with a monkey, which was also very fun. It's always fun when there's an animal. It's a little stressful, but it's still fun because I love animals. So those were the big thumbs up about doing that show. And I will also say, now you've got me on this, I will also say that Emily was gluten-free, which I also was and am and have been for like 17 or 18 years. And the rap, last night of the shoot on rap night, I walked off the set and there was just like two tables full of gluten-free desserts, like just the fanciest best. And I was like, what is happening right now? I'm in heaven. Because usually on set, you can't eat any of the sweets if you're gluten-free. So that's changed a lot now, but that was a long time ago. So she was also amazing. So there you go. Now you've got my inside scoop on the joys of Bones.
I'm totally glad that I brought that up because, you know, when I saw that you were on Bones, I was like, because I didn't recognize the episode at first until I clicked on it. And I was like, wait. And it's like, and my first question was like, did you play the dead body or whatnot? But then when I actually clicked on it, it's like, oh, no, she didn't play the dead body. It's like, don't ask her this question.
It's funny you would say that because my friend's mom is like obsessed with the idea of, because she's not an actor at all, but she's like, I want to be a dead body on one of those detective shows. I wouldn't have to do anything. And I'm like, you probably have to. Like, be naked under a sheet. She's like, I don't care.
I told my parents I could play a dead body, and of course my parents both agree with me since they don't think I do anything anyway. So
they're like, might as well make money lying around, Jimmy. Give me a
exactly.
Break. I couldn't because I'm too wiggly. I have too much ADHD, and I would pop off the table and run around in a circle and be like, sorry, just gotta burn off this energy.
Yeah, that's probably me. I haven't been diagnosed with ADHD, but I kind of feel like I have a little bit in me because after an hour and 30 minutes, probably an hour and 30 minutes in my class in college, I'm like, get me the hell out of this place.
Totally. Again, it's so hard to know. I mean, you know, and you and I talked about this a lot when you were Braving the Elements with Dante and me. And Ruby, I believe it was, when we did our disability or, you know, depending on how you like to define it. I know it's different for everybody, but when we talked about people who are, you know, maybe divergent neurologically or however, you know, you want to think of it. But it's so...
Forget everything that you know about a web browser because you will be blown away by psychic browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity, and let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold, because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you.
Funny, because, you know, there's still so much we don't understand about the brain. And so it's very easy, I think, for, you know, diagnoses to get thrown out there. And it just depends on, your relationship with the physician or the psychiatrist. And I've kind of been through a gamut of a bunch of different stuff. So I always have a lot of empathy when people are like, well, first I was told I had this, then I was told I had this. And a few years later, someone was like, no, you have this. It's like, well, the brain is complex. I guess we haven't quite nailed it all down yet.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out my brain. It's been all over the place lately. And speaking of which, you know, the last 2 weeks I've been trying to get to, I've been literally shoving so many things in before I go to Chicago next week to present at my aunt's school, and trying to get someone to print a 24x36 poster is very rare. Just we don't print this. And it's like, holy crap.
And really?
This is ridiculous.
Just a printing shop is, well, I think we have this problem for Sketchfest too. Just a one-off.
Yeah, Staples wanted $73 per poster. I'm like,
that sounds right.
This feels like extortion.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. The if you want one of something, get ready to really pony up because it's so expensive. I've definitely been through this.
Well, luckily I found the UPS was actually very affordable.
Oh, cool.
$7 for the print. Yeah.
Oh, that's for 24x36?
Yeah.
That's really good. I'm going to need to remember this. So it was just the UPS store.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I did, I took the, just the basic prints, the color prints and everything. And I'm going to do the foam boarding myself because I was like, it's $49 for each board. Is like,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm that's not a, cheap, but it's
pass.
Like,
that's a hard pass.
My dad said I have alligator arms.
Alligator arms. I gotta talk to this
guy. He says I'm really cheap.
I gotta talk to this guy. I gotta talk to your dad. What are you speaking about? Maybe you've already talked about this on the podcast, but what are you speaking? What are you going to be speaking about at the college?
I think it's a high school, I believe. And
oh, okay. I don't know why I thought you said college. My bad.
No. Well, I'm going to be speaking about like my journey on my health and wellness journey and why I chose a healthy living lifestyle.
Love it.
And keep it positive and everything.
Love it.
Even though I think the universe is trying to tell me that I need to slow down.
I hear that, my friend. I hear that. Yeah, it's hard, right? You do a bunch of different stuff. I can identify with that really strongly. And I definitely get on my little hamster wheel sometimes. And because exercise is really, really important for me too, like that's definitely where I get my endorphins. And it's definitely kind of maybe the most meditative space that I get into also, because I'm not great at, you know, like sitting in a quiet space and just breathing. And I know how important that is, but it's not always my strong suit. And so, you know, as we get to know our brains, like we've just been talking about, it's like, okay, well, what do you...
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan. Plus, you'll get access to our exclusive members' private Facebook group and bonus ask me about anything episodes. And you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99 and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years. And I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
You know, kind of figuring out what works for you and all of that. And for me, you know, going on a really long hike or, you know, bike rides and stuff like that are key for me. But that means you have to make time for that too. And it is taxing in a different way than sitting at a computer is taxing or, you know, working a job on your feet is taxing. And I definitely find myself sometimes like, you know, just shoving a bunch of stuff in because it all feels equally important, but it's all different. And then I'm like, why am I so tired? Why am I so overwhelmed?
Well, you know, it's funny. Just have a real great transition. Yesterday, when I had the 104 degree fever, I was like, you know, it's... I don't know if remember in the Avatar, The Last Airbender, during the awakening, and where they go back to the Serpent's Pass again, and Sokka is like, "Oh, the universe is trying to keep proving me wrong," and then he says, "It's like thank you, the universe," when the serpent. Just magically gets smashed in the head by one of the Fire Nation ammunition. Yep. And I was like, this is feels exactly like I got hit with a 104 degree fever, but then I'm just magically, nah, you know, we're just testing you. And it's like, this interview must go on with Janet Varney today.
Because your fever went away.
Yeah.
It was just a little poke. It just poked at you for a second with the fever.
Yeah.
I'm really.
It's taunting me.
Yeah, it's taunting you. No, but do you find that's true? Do you sometimes push yourself till you get sick? Or I mean, that sounds more dramatic than I mean it to. But do you ever feel like your body kind of has a conversation in private with your brain and is like, all right, this guy's got to slow down. Let's just like throw a quick curveball at him and we will just make sure that he takes an afternoon to rest.
I think maybe a little bit, even though I try to do a lot of resting on the weekend.
Yeah.
Though I admit this weekend I did not do much resting because I was doing clean the house for my mom because it was for her Mother's Day gift.
There you go. Oh, you can turn this back on your mom. Good work. No, I'm just kidding. That's very nice. That's a lovely gift. And also, you know, I feel like I'm fairly practical. Like if someone is like, you know, would you rather have a bouquet of flowers or I'll clean your shower for you? I would be like, the shower, please. I don't need something that sort of presents as like, oh, look, a pretty thing. Or like, you know, I feel like I'm very aware of the stuff that is like more meaningful is usually like, you know, an act like that would be a better gift for me than like, you know, something that sort of symbolizes Mother's Day or whatever.
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to learn more information.
So good for you, except for you got sick. But they probably had nothing to do with each other.
Well, I definitely, well, to answer your question, I do feel like sometimes my body does tell me on stuff because I've injured my knee twice. I've injured my back 3 times. So, yeah. And so now I'm trying to do more yoga, trying to keep it stretched out.
Yeah.
And
my God, you said
and
that.
Before
and
we got on,
like I was like, oh yeah, roll my shoulders, roll my shoulders. This is a good reminder.
And before we even got on, I actually laid on my bed just to do some my knee exercises because I didn't do it yesterday because I was just laid in my bed.
Yeah.
Like I took 2 showers just to see if I was like, oh man, why I'm so cold? And it's like, even though it's like starting to be like 60 degree weather out, and it's like, wait, I shouldn't be cold with 60 plus degree weather out.
Yeah.
No.
That's what gave it away. Did you have the feeling of like, I mean, 104 is not nothing. Did you have that sort of like, I also sort of feel like I'm floating outside of my body. Like, did you have the kind of feverish feeling? Or did you just feel normal but you're like, I'm freezing?
I felt normal, but it was just like, I was like, why can't I get warm? And then I was like, I tried restarting my day. I was like, I'm just going to just lay in bed for a couple of hours. And it was like, oh, maybe just a whole day.
Yeah. Good choice. Good choice.
And it was perfect timing because my parents came home like right around 5 o'clock-ish. And I'm just like, perfect. Now I have somebody to take care of me. Cool.
Uh-huh. Let me just sit back and let the soup get made.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Perfect timing.
Excellent.
So I was curious, what is your most strangest Comic-Con experience? Strange, good, and bad.
Wow, that's a great question. I wish that I... It's funny. I have a recent one that I actually will say is probably the strangest in a sense. And it just happened. So that's a fun... It's a funny question that you're asking now. Because I don't actually know what my answer would have been before this just happened to me. But I just did a Comic-Con down in McAllen, Texas, which is in the Rio Grande Valley, which I say because a lot of folks from South Texas just say, I live in the valley. And that's what they mean. There are a bunch of different towns that kind of encompass that, or that encompasses. I was there on... I got there Thursday night. The con started on Friday. It was a great, lovely day on Friday with everyone. Super fun, super just like great, great people. And then went back to the hotel on Friday night. And at like 10 or 10:30, as I was like winding down to go to sleep, all of a sudden these clouds rolled in and the wind just picked up like extraordinarily fast. And it was like 80-mile-an-hour winds. There was lightning all through the sky. I posted a little bit of a video on Instagram of it because it was flashing as if it were just like flash bulbs just going off at all times.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day. So even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask because it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information.
At the same time, all through the sky, it was not like, oh, look, there's lightning forking down over there. It was like, oh, the whole sky is lightning. I'd never seen anything like it. And it knocked the power out pretty quick. And the next morning, the power was still out. And so, you know, my cell phone had stopped charging and I had to take a cold shower because I guess they had an electric water heater in the hotel. I walked it, you know, no lights. Walked out into the hallway, and the hallway of the hotel didn't have windows, so it was pitch black. And my, you know, agent, manager, wonderful friend, person who was with me there was like, yeah, so the convention doesn't have any power. They're working on that. Do you want us to go back to your room and like read in the light of the window until we know what's going on? And again, we had no way of charging our phone, so everyone was like turning their phone off or like battery, you know, battery saver, battery saver, battery saver. And then finally they got a bunch of generators going. And so I went to the con, but everything was like, you know, there was no air conditioning. Everything was sort of functioning at like 30% light. So it was very dim in there. But people showed up and we kept cranking it along. For the most part, you know, like electronic payment couldn't work because the just power everywhere. There was no Wi-Fi. There was nothing. And that persisted all the way through till Saturday night. And Saturday night, when the lights came back on, there was just this loud cheer. But like Shatner was there, for example, and they had to move all of our photo ops and the panel to just the area of the con that they could actually have power because they were running off of generators. And so the photo ops were just like in the sunlight of the hallway of the convention center because they didn't have professional lighting anymore. And his panel was like, it moved to this totally different, like just open kind of space in almost as if you're just doing it in the lobby. And then so the lights finally came on. Everyone was so excited. Like I hurriedly like plugged my phone in and then I got back to the hotel assuming that there would be power and there still wasn't power. And so the power at the hotel never came back on the entire time I was there. And so I left on Sunday like early evening and I just hadn't had power since Friday night. So I was just taking cold showers, not using my phone, couldn't watch TV. And so you want to talk about meditative. there's just, you really find out, like, oh, this is how to be, you know, alone with yourself. Like, this is how to do this because you don't really have a choice. It was interesting. So that was pretty strange. That was pretty strange.
Well, you know, I kind of have a similar story a little bit. I mean, maybe not similar, but I remember there was one time when I was at karate. I think we were just practicing on the pads and everything, and the power went out on us. And so, and everybody knew each other in karate, so it's not like we're going to hurt each other and everything. But it's funny, my sensei had to come, he comes out of his office and is like, oh, my power goes out, but across the street, the Volkswagen place, his power still stays on. And I was like, what the heck do I pay the power company for? And now he just got promoted to his fifth degree black belt. It's like, I sure still want to screw with this guy.
I know. Do not be a power representation of the power company and show up to the fifth degree black belt and who looks right across the street and is like, hey, what's going on here?
Exactly.
Yeah. I would not want to. That's got to be such a hard job to be the person who's taking the call when you're like, I don't have any power. My neighbors have it. What's going on? Get out here. Yeah.
Yep.
That's wild.
So I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to...
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members, private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you. Just out of curiosity, how did you get started in your career as a actress and a voice actor, etc.?
Sure. Well, I am from Tucson, Arizona, and I went to public school my whole youth, and you know, just went to a state college. So I wasn't doing anything super fancy, but the, you know, schools I went to had school plays and stuff like that. And so I always did love performing. And so I did that all through high school, and then I ended up going to school. I mean, I majored in theater in college, but quite honestly, it was just because I didn't really have anything else that I was passionate about. I am totally like a textbook kid who probably like I maybe could have used a gap year. You know, I really feel for college students who are like undeclared or who, you know, have been told they're supposed to major in this thing because their parents think that's the right path for them and all of that. Because while my parents did not do that, they were like, whatever you decide to do, you're a good student. Like, you know, you're going to be fine. I just didn't feel like I had a lot of direction and I didn't feel like I was going to go into acting. I felt like that was like very unrealistic. So, but like after my freshman year of being undeclared, finally I was like, ugh, I got to make a decision. I guess I'll just do theater. So I majored in theater. And then when I moved to San Francisco, I kind of did take a gap year between my junior and senior years, just so I could work and establish residency there. Because if you're an in-state student, it's like way less expensive. And I was putting myself through school. And once again, I was like, nope, this is a fresh start. I'm going to major in something else. Like I was really interested in interior design and architecture. And I was like, cool, I'm going to do that. And then I found out, number one, that the degree for some reason was in home ec, which I was like, I'll never live that down. Like there's nothing wrong with home economics, but other people will be like, oh, did you get a degree in making cookies? Which is like, you know what? Women should be able to get a degree. Men should be able to. Anybody should be able to get a degree making cookies. I don't care. But I was like, I'm going to get teased about this. But more importantly, I had so many theater credits. So I was like, oh, no, it's going to be like starting over again. So I continued to major in theater. And by the time I got, you know, up through like getting all my credits and stuff, I still wanted to work in interior design. So I was working as a project manager in my very, very early 20s. I was working as a project manager for this interior design firm in San Francisco that had recruited me out of working at Pottery Barn, which was like my job while I was at school. And then some friends of mine that I'd gone to college with were like, we're going to start this sketch comedy group. You should join. You should be the girl, because it's only gotten better in every aspect for women in entertainment. We have a ways to go, but at the time, you know, it's very common for it to be like four guys and a girl or six guys and one girl in an improv group.
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to learn more information.
And I was like, oh, I don't know, you know, I like, you know, kind of being the funny friend, but I've not studied comedy or anything like that. But they convinced me to do it, and so we were just performing in San Francisco, and then we got scouted by some people from LA, and we got to go do the HBO Aspen Comedy Festival. It was very fun. I got to meet the Flight of the Conchords. They were just starting, too, and I love those guys. And so it was just fun to see them when everyone was like, who is this? And there were some other groups like that. And then I ended up coming down to L.A. because, you know, some managers and agents and stuff were like, oh, you should come down. And I really fought it tooth and nail. I was like, no, this is not my destiny. And then I came down just to do some auditioning, like staying on a friend's couch. And I started, you know, kind of getting jobs and stuff. And I was like, oh, no, I do love this. Oh, shoot. Like, this is really fun. And I'm around all of these people who inspire me so much. And there's, you know, people just taking these huge career risks by you know, chasing their dreams, and it's hard, and there's a lot about the business that's extremely superficial and money oriented, and I've never gotten comfortable with that, nor have most of the creative people that I know in this business. There's still a lot of like, well, you know, it's a business. So there's a lot of heartache in there and a lot of values that I don't necessarily agree with. But I feel like as I've gotten older, I've been lucky to work on things that I think are a better reflection of you know, my own values. And you know, doing Quora is a huge example of that. And I just got really lucky in auditioning and getting cast in that role. But like the Avatarverse is, that's for me something that, you know, I've always wanted to stay connected to, even just as a fan, because it's more, it just feels more like how I want people to treat each other and like view the world and interact and all that. But the voiceover part was acting on camera, and I had a couple of friends who were doing cartoon voices, and I was like, now that's the dream. Like, doing a cartoon voice would be the dream. It's sort of a combination of comedy and acting, and, you know, I assumed that I would maybe get jobs doing, like, wacky voices, which I do some of that. But the biggest job I ever got was Quora, and they were like, and it's going to be your own voice, and it's actually a pretty serious role. So it was such a surprise. But yeah, so that's kind of how I got into it. I mean, I really had to like ask, you know, my representation that I had, like, what if I wanted to get involved in voiceover? Like, what would that look like? And, you know, what kind of classes would I need to take and stuff like that? Because back then we didn't have the marvelous D. Bradley Baker's IWantToBeAVoiceActor.com. We didn't have that resource, or I would have just gone there, because he lays it all out for everybody.
We always need that cheat sheet.
The cheat sheet never hurts. It never hurts. No, it's so good. It's so good to have, like, just this sort of great catch-all resource that, you know, when he just does it because he's a kind and wonderful human being, you know? He's just, like, wants to give back, and it's so cool. And it really is. It's a great resource for people who are just barely, you know, getting started, and then for those of us who are like, you know, I think I need to brush up on a class, or, you know, what gear are people using? Like, I heard some rumblings about a new mic, you know, that kind of thing. Like, it's great. He's such a great resource and a great person.
So I was curious, like, when you got, what is your least favorite? I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows. All episodes are ad-free, shout-outs are on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to our exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99, the next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you. Avatar: The Last Airbender episode.
Oh, come on. Jimmy, don't stir it up. Don't stir it up. I mean, I honestly don't have one. I really don't. And the reason for that is that, unfortunately for you, I've had this amazing experience of, like, talking to so many people who were involved in the making of the show and talking on a regular basis to Breik and understanding why they wanted to tell certain aspects of certain stories that I just don't, like, I've never felt that way about, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, The Great Divide is, like, such a stinker. Like, I just never felt that way about it already, and I totally get why people, you know, kind of turn their nose up at it, but I just don't feel that way. Like, I like it. I'm always interested in what the motivation behind, you know, making the episode is, and, like, I think there's some really great lessons in there. And I love the end. I love the change and the shift in animation. I love that they animated a totally different way. Like, to me, that's like, whoa, what? Like, something really interesting is happening here. So I've watched the series so many times. I know I haven't watched them as many as you have, but so I guess that means that the right person to answer this question is actually you. Jimmy, what is your least favorite episode? Is it or is it not The Great Divide?
No, it's actually, I actually kind of like that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, my least favorite would have to be the Apple's Lost Days, because it's just so sad.
Yeah.
And it's like it's just Apple suffering and everything. Yeah. And the other one, just like not my favorite to watch, is Bato of the Water Tribe. Mm. And it's just because, you know, Aang could have, like, literally easily said, hey, I just got this message last night. I didn't hide it from you.
I know.
And it's like, but they just took it like, oh, you hid this from us? It's like, it literally was only, like, what, a few hours that went by? And it's like, he didn't technically hide it from you. He probably just thought you went to bed and you wanted to catch up with Bada before he sprung this out on you.
You
got the inside scoop. I did not.
While I appreciate your defense of Aang, I think that's a hard episode because, for me, it's hard because I think he does actively choose to keep it from them. But you're right. It's excruciating watching Appa's Lost Days, and I find the stuff with Aang, you know, but quote unquote betraying, however you want to think of it, lying, however you want to think of it, about that correspondence is also incredibly agonizing. But it's also something that, like, I just find so relatable. I mean, the feeling of, like, but we got this thing going. Like, we've got this special thing. I have this family now. And here's this thing that might upset all of that. And I might lose the stuff that's most important to me. And so I think it's something we can all relate to, is just that feeling of, like, would I do something morally questionable if I thought it was going to protect, like, an overall good situation, which is, like, my good friends and me doing good in the world? Like, would it be tempting to, you know, sort of be selfish in that way? And, you know, like, again, I always think about Mike and Brian being like, you know, they can't, the Avatar has to learn. Like, that's what makes the Avatar or any true hero who represents humanity in some way has to be flawed, because you can only, and look at what we're seeing with AI. Like, AI doesn't understand what it's like to be in a physical body, to interact with the world. Like, AI is just trying to take a bunch of stuff that someone else, you know, that's just living on the internet, and they're not.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody back in Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Little Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members, private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99 and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years. And I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
It doesn't understand what it means to be human. So there's even this sort of like the computer version of that, which is like, what do you need to really be able to feel like a human being? And I think part of that is like making those mistakes and finding out what it feels like to be jealous, or finding out what it feels like to let someone down or let yourself down, or all of the above. And so, you know, I think that's such an important part of his journey, and why Cora has to go through everything that she has to go through. Like, you only become human and understand your humanity and empathize with other people when you're really part of all of it, even the ugly stuff.
Okay, last two questions.
Sure.
What is your favorite food and why?
Oh, that's a really good question. I can't believe I'm going to say this. This sounds insane. But one thing that I always come back to that I always love and I always feel kind of embarrassed by is like some kind of porridge. Like, I love porridge. It's not noodles, but it's damn close. Like, I love a savory, like a Korean porridge, or like a Hawaiian, like, you know, like a morning, like kind of savory porridge. But I also love like oatmeal. I used to eat a lot of cream of wheat when I was little. Now I can't have wheat anymore, but you can have like all of the, there's something about porridge that like I really love. And my friends are like, oh, you like tasteless mush. That's so cute. But I'm like, no, you're missing it. Porridge is so good. So I cannot believe that's the first thing that came to my mind, but it truly is the first thing that came to my mind. Porridge.
Well, for me, it's sushi. I would literally eat sushi if I could eat it every single meal of my day.
Yeah, it's real high on my list too.
I mean, and the reason why is because when I grew up in New Jersey, before I moved to Pennsylvania, I went on this field trip with my, I forget what grade I was in. I think I was in preschool. And we went on this field trip to the local grocery store, and the people who were making the sushi, they was like, who wants to try one? And I was the only one in my class to raise my hand, and I tried it. And the teacher literally, she was going to literally have me spit it out, thinking I was going to spit it out. I was like, I like this.
That's really young to not be Asian and to, like, you know, to have the exposure to sushi that young and to like understand it and appreciate it. That's really cool. Like, I understand why that you stayed with it for all.
And plus, I have a sushi place up the road from me that it's like you get three roll special for like $12, and you get like 8 pieces per roll.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, sushi ain't always cheap. So if you have a place you love that's reasonable, then that definitely like enhances the addiction for sure.
And my last question is, second question is, would you ever consider playing Cora ever again?
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I've done the voice for like video games and stuff, because that's not like new original content. That's just sort of, you know, like, get out of the way, or like, this one's for Asami. But even that I kind of walked away from fairly recently. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I just, my experience of especially doing Comic-Cons and stuff, I've just met so many people, non-binary, female, male, whatever shape, size, form. But I've met so many people of color who are really interested in voiceover. And for them, Avatar The Last Airbender and The Legend of Korra really opened that up for them in a way that they had not necessarily seen before. And so, you know, I just feel like it's too great of an opportunity for, you know, somebody who to have the opportunity to portray someone who, you know, comes from a similar background. I don't think that has to happen every time. I'm not like, you know, I would never tell Dante, for example, like, you can only play a Filipino character. Like, that's not fair. I don't feel that way. But in my case, I've had such an extraordinary run, and I'm so lucky, and I continue to get to interact with people because I will always have played, you know, that version of Cora. But I also feel like it would be really, really cool to, you know, to see that expand into even, you know, the person behind the character being a person of color. And I think that's something that's been, you know, important to Avatar Studios and to the world at large for a while. So I'm excited to see it. And, you know, I got to play Wonder Woman, and I'm one of like 50 women who's gotten to be the voice or portray Wonder Woman. And you know, so I'm not like, I'm Wonder Woman, the one and only. And so in my mind, I'm like, well, let's see what other, you know, there can be multiple Koras. Why not? Like, everybody brings something different to it. So that's kind of a long-winded answer, but that's sort of my feeling behind it.
Well, technically, you are Wonder Woman, to be honest.
Well, I'll take it.
Last question real quick. Where can people find you and follow you, et cetera?
Sure. Well, I am a real IRL gal, so I don't post as often as maybe I should. Part of it is that I have a horrible neck problem, and it feels real bad to just sit on my phone or on a computer all day. So I kind of have to get in and get out. But you can find me on Instagram at the JV Club, and you can find me on Twitter at Janet Varney. And boy, I mean, I have posted on TikTok, but like, that was such a long time ago. I just need somebody who wants to like help me do all that, because again, it's such a time suck. And I have nothing but admiration for people who are like, you know, other than that I couldn't live on TikTok. I just can't, for all the reasons we just discussed. But anyway, so probably Twitter and Instagram are the best places. Or you can go to my website, janetvarney.com, and find out more stuff there. And thanks for having me on your pod.
Definitely. And thank you for coming on, and I hope you come on in the future.
Oh, totally. And we got to get Dante on, too.
Yeah, definitely. I heard he just got engaged and everything.
He did. And his fiance is fabulous. I've spent a ton of time with her, and I absolutely love her. So I was very giddy when I found out that was happening.
I was excited for him, too. Hopefully he doesn't turn her to the Fire Nation.
Boy, that's, you know what? I don't know what kind of bender Alice would identify as, but I'm terribly afraid it might already be fire. Thinking about it, I got to get to the bottom of this. You have given me a very key task that I need to get into straight away. So thank you for that assignment you didn't know you were giving me. I got to find out. I'm going to text her.
Definitely. And tell Dante I say congratulations. Tell him please don't turn his fiance into the Fire Nation.
I will, but again, it might be too late. It might be too late, Jimmy. All right.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. Don't get that fever back. It's gone. It's gone for good.
Thank you.
We know it. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, friend.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.